Fire regulations. What can I or can't I do? Restrictions are in place during the fire danger season and on total fire ban days. Your local council can tell you what restrictions are in place at other times. Table. Can I light a fire without a permit? Fire danger season? No. Fires are not permitted. Total fire ban day? No. Fires are not permitted. Can I burn off on my property? Fire danger season? No. Unless you have obtained a Schedule 9 permit from your local council, check with your local council for conditions. Total fire ban day? No. Fires are not permitted. Can I burn rubbish or grass clippings? Fire danger season? No. For any burning of rubbish or vegetation clippings, a Schedule 9 permit is required from your local council. Total fire ban day? No. The lighting of incinerators is banned. You must check with your local council for compliance with Environment Protection Authority restrictions. Some councils have totally prohibited the use of incinerators and open fires for waste disposal on domestic premises. Can I have a fire in a forest reserve? Fire danger season? No. No fires, including barbecues and campfires, are permitted in forest reserves between November the 30th and April the 30th each year. Gas barbecues may be permitted in designated areas in the Mount Lofty Ranges Forest under certain conditions. For inquiries, contact the Forestry Reserve Office. Total fire ban day? No. Fires are not permitted. Can I have a fire in a national park reserve? Fire danger season? No. Strict regulations apply to all fires, including barbecues, in national parks and wildlife reserves. Signs are placed at the park entrance when fires are permitted, but they can only be lit in designated areas. Many national parks and wildlife reserves have total bans on the use of wood fires. For further information, contact the park office. Total fire ban day? No. Fires are not permitted. Can I use a gas or electric barbecue or cooking appliance? Fire danger season? Yes. Providing the barbecue or cooking appliance is clear of all flammable vegetation to a distance of at least 4 metres, a person who is able to control the fire is present at the site of the fire until it is extinguished. An appropriate extinguisher is at hand. Total fire ban day? Yes. A gas or electric barbecue or cooking appliance can be used within 15 metres of a domestic or commercial premises or on a coastal foreshore, providing the barbecue or cooking appliance is clear of all flammable vegetation to a distance of at least 4 metres. A person who is able to control the fire is present at the site of the fire until it is extinguished. An appropriate extinguisher is at hand. Some local councils allow gas or electric barbecues in caravan parks or cleared picnic areas. Look for signs or contact the council for advice. Can I smoke cigarettes? Fire danger season? Yes. But you must not smoke within 2 metres of flammable bush or grass outside of a township. Penalties apply. Throw a cigarette butt from a vehicle. Penalties apply. Drop or throw a cigarette butt where it will come into contact with flammable vegetation. Penalties apply. Total fire ban day. Yes. But you must not smoke within 2 metres of flammable bush or grass outside of a township. Penalties apply. Throw a cigarette butt from a vehicle. Penalties apply. Drop or throw a cigarette butt where it will come into contact with flammable vegetation. Penalties apply. Can I use a solid fuel? Wood or charcoal, kettle barbecue. Fire danger season? Yes. Provided that the barbecue is clear of all flammable vegetation to a distance of at least 4 metres, a person who is able to control the fire is present at the site of the fire until it is extinguished, an appropriate extinguisher is at hand. Total fire ban day? No. A solid fuel burning kettle barbecue, one that uses fuel such as wood, charcoal or heat beads, cannot be used unless you obtain a Schedule 10 permit from your local council. These permits are generally only issued for emergency purposes. A gas-fired kettle barbecue can be used if used within 15 metres of a domestic or commercial premises or on a coastal foreshore, providing that the barbecue is clear of all flammable vegetation to a distance of at least 4 metres, a person who is able to control the fire is present at the site of the fire until it is extinguished, an appropriate extinguisher is at hand. Can I use a pizza oven? Fire danger season? Yes. Provided it is a gas or electric. See above for barbecues. Wood-fired ovens should comply with CFS Code of Practice and must be in a properly constructed fireplace. Have a 4-metre clearance from flammable vegetation, someone in attendance while it is lit, and an adequate extinguishing agent at hand. Total fire ban day? No. Unless it is gas or electric, see above for barbecues, or you have obtained a Schedule 10 permit from your local council. Can I use a chainsaw, brush cutter, mower or slasher? Fire danger season? Yes. Providing a shovel or rake and portable water spray are at hand, and additionally, all engine exhaust exits through the exhaust system, and the exhaust system prevents the escape of burning material. Heated parts of the exhaust system are prevented from coming into contact with flammable material or vegetation. The exhaust system is in good working order. Total fire ban day? Yes. Providing a shovel or rake and portable water spray are at hand, and additionally, all engine exhaust exits through the exhaust system, and the exhaust system prevents the escape of burning material. Heated parts of the exhaust system are prevented from coming into contact with flammable material or vegetation. The exhaust system is in good working order. Can I use an angle grinder, welder, or any other cutting tool that produces sparks outside? Fire danger season? Yes. Providing you have a 10-metre cleared space around the area and water or an extinguisher is at hand. A person able to control the device is present at all times while the activity is being undertaken. Total fire ban day? No. Unless you have obtained a Schedule 10 permit from your local council. These permits are generally only issued for emergency purposes. Can I have a campfire, bonfire, or light a fire for warmth or comfort? Fire danger season? Yes. Providing the fire is in a 30-centimetre deep trench and no more than 1 square metre in area. You have a 4-metre cleared space of flammable vegetation around and above the fire. A responsible person is in attendance at all times with water and or an extinguisher. Please note that only charcoal is allowed to be burnt for comfort fires within a metropolitan area or within township boundaries by the EPA legislation. Check with your local council before lighting a comfort fire. The use of above-ground fires, such as chimeneas, fire drums, braziers, are only permitted with the use of permits. Total fire ban day? No, unless you have obtained a Schedule 10 permit from your local council. These permits are generally only issued for emergency purposes. Can I use fireworks? Fire danger season? No. Private use of fireworks is banned. Licensed pyrotechnicians may conduct public fireworks displays, providing a Schedule 9 permit has been obtained from CFS. Total fire ban day? No. Private use of fireworks is banned. Licensed pyrotechnicians may conduct public fireworks displays, providing a Schedule 10 permit has been obtained from CFS. End table. Disclaimer. These regulations are accurate at the time of print but may change. For the most up-to-date information, visit the CFS website.